Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Unexpected faithfulness. Imagine you just preached a sermon that was so Holy Spirit anointed that crowds of people turned to Jesus. This kind of activity made a big stir in town, and some supposedly religious people became quite jealous of the fruit of your ministry. In their jealousy, they began slandering you to others in town, causing a huge backlash against your ministry. How would you respond? Would you give those jealous slanderers a piece of your mind? Would you give them some of their own medicine? Would you leave town? The scenario I described isn't make-believe. It actually happened to Paul and Barnabas in the city of Iconium. See Acts chapter 14. In the very next verse, Luke describes Paul and Barnabas' response. Some biblical translations use the word so, and some use the word therefore to indicate the natural connection. So, Paul and Barnabas stayed on there for a long time, speaking freely and fearlessly and boldly in the Lord. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. They didn't fight their slanderers, nor did they flee from Iconium. They remained faithful to the task to which God had called them. Fighting and fleeing are natural responses. Faithfulness, however, is a supernatural response. God honored the faithfulness of Paul and Barnabas by demonstrating his own supernatural power through them. God continued to bear testimony to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be performed by their hands. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. The scenario I described isn't just something from long ago history, but it was a scene from my personal history too. In the introduction of my book, When Sheep Bite, I wrote, I cannot pinpoint exactly what triggered their outburst or when their attacks started, but it seemed like almost overnight their teeth were bared. I was completely taken aback. I had assumed that seeing the new life and vitality in this pasture would be celebrated. When the exact opposite happened, I must admit that my knee-jerk reactions probably weren't very Christ-like. This was something I never imagined. I never saw anything like this in my home, nor had I experienced anything like this in my associate pastor's role. In fact, even in the business world, I had never seen people behave this egregiously. In the final chapter of my book, I shared this thought. Yes, fight or flight is our natural response, but with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we can respond in supernatural faithfulness. We don't have to sit unmoving and unfeeling, but we can continue to serve even biting sheep until God removes us or them. This whole idea of supernatural faithfulness to God's calling versus giving in to the natural reactions of fight or flight is why I wrote this book. Once again, let me take you back to an excerpt from the introduction. Would I ever want to relive this experience? No way. But there were lessons I learned during this walk through hell that I could have learned in no other way. It is those lessons that I hope to be able to unpack for you, my shepherding friends, in this book. I would say to you something that C.S. Lewis wrote. Think of me as a fellow patient in the same hospital who, having been admitted a little earlier, could give some advice. When you are under attack, I know it seems like you are alone, but you are not. Don't give in to fight or flight, but ask God to supernaturally empower you to remain faithful. I believe When Sheep Bite can be a huge assistance to you as well. Please pick up a copy and reach out to me if I can be of assistance to you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.